This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there and welcome. Glad you could join us. We're your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. We have a full lineup of things for our program today. Good music, a quickie quiz from the Bible, a visit in company corner with a whole family, and then a story. It's called The Tryouts. Hey, have you ever tried out for something and you didn't make it? Well, that's what happens to the boy in the story, and I think you'll not only enjoy the story, but you'll learn a good lesson as well. Hey, let's get right to our good music, okay? Our cousins start out with some good praise songs about our great God. In fact, the first one is called God is Great.
God is great, God is good. He kept his promise like he said he would. God is great.
That newer song reminds me of an older one that I'm sure many of you know. Let's sing a few verses of God is so good.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
While we're in a praise mood, let's hear from Jonathan.
1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I will offer you thanks when the sun meets the dew, and I will offer you thanks at the noon's bright. Still be thanking you. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me the
right here and now, even though it's early in the program, let's pause to offer to God the praise of our lips as we bow our heads and pray together.
Bow your heart, let the Savior speak. This moment deep all to Him.
Lord Jesus, we do want to pause to offer you our praise. Not just for all the things you do for us and that you give us, but just for being who you are. Thank you for your greatness, dear God. And Lord, we pray today for our country. We think of the many areas of the United States where we this summer have experienced a great deal of drought. We pray for those farmers who have suffered through this time. Help us especially to be aware of the spiritual drought that can come to our lives when we forget to offer you our praise. Thank you for this time together with our friends. In Jesus' name, amen.
You'll be blessed, find rest. You'll get strength to serve through the miracle, the power of prayer.
One of the best ways to praise the Lord is with our attitude. It's one thing to say we love the Lord. It's quite another to act like it. How about you? Are you humbly grateful or are you grumbly hateful? That's the question 5-year-old Sherilyn, otherwise known as Children's Bible Hour's version of Sandy Patty, asks in her cute song. Listen. Let's stop right here and now for a quickie quiz. See if you can answer the questions before the boys and girls in our studio. We'll give the first question to the boys. Now, all the answers are numbers, so you can even guess if you want to. All right, the first one to the boys. How many days was Jesus tempted in the wilderness? Todd?
40.
40 days, right. Girls, how many windows were built into the ark? Pam?
One,
right. Okay, boys, this is your question. How many pillars did Samson pull down in the Temple of Dagon? Josh?
Two.
Two, right. He wrapped his arm around one and his other arm around another, and down went the temple. All right, girls, how many Philistines did Samson slay with the jawbone of a donkey? Do you know the answer to that one? How many Philistines did he slay? Lisa, you said you thought you knew. Over here, the girls. I didn't see your hand. How many?
1,000.
1,000, that's right, just in the nick of time. All right, boys, this is yours. How many chapters are found in the book of Psalms? How many chapters in the book of Psalms? Dave?
150.
Right, 150. All right, girls, back to you. How many men came to comfort and advise poor Job as he sat in the ash heap? Dawn?
Three?
No, not quite. Josh?
Four,
right. Remember, there was a fourth one that came along a little bit later. All right, boys, this is your question. How many people were in the ark? Dan?
Nine.
Nine, wrong. Girls, do you know? Pam?
8.
8 is the correct answer. All right, girls, this is the last question. Get it right, you're going to tie. Miss it, and the boys win. All right, how many chapters are found in the little book of Obadiah? Leanne?
2.
Wrong. Boys, do you know? Dave?
1.
1 is correct. So the boys come up with an answer, and they have 5. The girls have 3, so the boys win today.
Yay!
Well, thanks, fellas and gals, for that bright quiz. Hey, let me take a moment here to remind you that you can write for Keys for Kids. Now, in case you don't know what Keys for Kids is, let me tell you. It's our devotional book designed to be read to or by kids of school age. Stories about kids just like you, with problems just like yours. And perhaps you'll find some help for your problems by using Keys for Kids. There's a suggested scripture reading, a How About You section where we ask you to think about what you've read and apply it to your own life. Ask for it, Keys for Kids, and I'll get it off to you just as soon as we can. All right? Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Now let's get back to our music makers as we stop for a visit in Company Corner. And today we have a whole family with us. Their last name is Eli, and Christy is 14, Philip is 13, Debbie is 11, and David is 9. In addition to singing, we'll hear from Debbie and David on their violins. Oh yes, Mom is at the piano. And Dad, well, being the preacher in the family, he's watching. Let's listen as we hear them sing and play.
So I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask where they are, I say my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God.
Thanks, Eli family. We enjoyed that. And you know something? When Jesus comes in, not only are our sins gone, but we have someone who stays with us, who cares about us, who helps us day by day. As Pam and Dan tell us in their beautiful song, Jesus cares.
He cares when you're troubled and the whole world seems wrong. He cares when the trials try to silence your song. He cares when you're lonely, though you laugh with the throng. Jesus cares. Yes, Jesus cares. Burden and too weary to pray. He cares when you fail him, when your feet go astray. Jesus.
One more music maker today. Before our story called The Tryouts, Becky sings our go-along with the story song, Do It As Unto the Lord.
Whatever you do, do for Jesus. Whatever you do, do for Him. Be it working for Mother or doing your schoolwork, practicing music or cleaning your room. If you work as unto Jesus, you'll be happier. You'll find yourself doing your best. So no matter what you do, if at home
don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Carol Lynn Hafer, is entitled The Tryout.
Hey, good shot, Billy.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Here's your ball.
Okay. Here goes nothing.
Oh, he almost made it, Dad.
Hey, you two have been out there almost 2 hours. Don't you think it's time for a break? I've got some lemonade and homemade chocolate chip cookies fresh out of the oven.
Honey, that sounds wonderful, but do you think you could bring it out here? I don't know if I can make it to the kitchen.
Oh, you poor dear. Come on, Billy. You take your father's other arm and we'll help him inside.
Boy, there's nothing like an ice-cold glass of lemonade, and these cookies are delicious. I think I've regained some of my energy.
Well, that's good to hear. I thought you might need a break. How's practicing coming, Billy?
Pretty good, Mom.
Hey, looks like Billy's gonna knock him dead during tryouts tomorrow.
You've certainly practiced hard, Billy. I'm sure you'll do well.
I hope so. I think I'll go back out and shoot some more baskets.
That's fine, dear.
Do you need me, Billy?
You're not going anywhere. I think you'd better stay right here and rest some more.
I just want to work on my shooting anyway, Dad.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Mom, thanks for the cookies. They were great.
You're very welcome, Billy.
Boy, he sure is working hard. You know that?
Hi, Mom and Dad. What's with Billy? He just walked right by me.
You'll have to excuse him, Susie. Until tryouts tomorrow, I think basketball is all he'll have on his mind.
I sure hope he makes it.
Well, if he plays the way he did today, he won't just make the team. He'll be on the starting lineup.
Morning, Mom.
Well, good morning, Billy. Sit down. I made your favorite breakfast.
French toast?
That's right, Star.
Good morning, Mom. Hi, Billy. Guess this is the big day.
Yep.
This is for you, Billy.
A card? For me?
Yep. Go ahead and read it.
To my brother, Billy. I'm rooting for you. Love, Susie. Thanks, Susie.
We're all rooting for you, Billy. Your dad had to leave early for the office, but he wanted me to give you this note and tell you that he's praying for you.
It's a Bible verse. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether then you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. He really likes that verse, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He reminded me about it yesterday, too. Well, I will do my very best, and I do want to please God.
We know that, Billy. Now you'd better be running along. You don't want to be late.
Not today, that's for sure. See you, Mom. Bye, Susie.
Bye, Billy.
See you tonight, Billy.
Okay, everybody gather around. First of all of you boys are wonderful basketball players. I wish I could take all of you. But as you know, the team has to be limited to 12 boys. Those 12 are the following. Tim Smith, Joe Alexander, Dave Johnson, Steve Stouffer, John Hoffman, Richard Crothers, Larry Reynolds, Dave Benson, Tom Allen, Mark Stewart, Bob Jackson, and Andy Sullivan. Now, let's go.
Does this cake look all right, Mom? And how about the posters and streamers?
Oh, they look great, Susie. Having all this for Billy sure is a neat idea. No matter if he made the team or not, he should know that he's our winner.
Right. He deserves recognition for all his hard work, no matter what the outcome is. But I'm pretty sure we're going to have cause to celebrate.
I'll go put the sign on the door that says, "Welcome home, winner."
All right. As Susie and her mother finished their preparations for the celebration, Billy was nearing home.
How am I going to tell Mom, Dad, and Susie that I didn't make the team? What's that in the house? Oh no, it's a sign. Welcome home, winner. They're expecting me to have great news.
Hi, Billy. Come on in, son.
A cake?
Mm-hmm.
What's all this for?
For you, of course.
How did the tryouts go?
Yeah. What position did they give you?
Billy, did you make the team?
Yeah, of course.
All right, Billy.
My brother, the basketball player.
Way to go, Billy.
This stuff is all real neat, but I'm kind of worn out from tryouts. I think I'll go to my room.
Don't you even want a piece of cake before you go up?
Thanks, Mom, but I think I'll wait till later.
Well, okay, Billy. Are you sure you're all right?
Yeah. See you later.
Billy doesn't seem very excited for someone who just made the basketball team.
He must be really tired to turn down cake.
I hope he feels all right. He sure worked hard. He probably just needs to recover.
I still think it's funny he didn't like our party stuff better.
I'll get it.
No, you just sit down and relax. I'll see who it is. Hello? Well, hi, Steve. Billy? Well, actually, it might not be a good time to disturb him. He's upstairs resting. Upset? Why would he be upset? Oh, I see. No, he didn't tell us that. Yes, well, Steve, thanks for your concern. I'll tell Billy you called. Goodbye.
What's the matter, Dad?
What is it?
That was Steve. He was calling to see if Billy was doing all right. Billy didn't make the team.
But he said he did... Oh, I bet he didn't want to tell us, since we had a cake for him and everything. Poor Billy.
Oh, no. Maybe we should go up and talk with him.
I think maybe he just needs to be left alone right now. He might feel like talking about it later.
Mom, Dad, can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, sure, son.
Come on in, Billy.
I can't sleep. I told you all a lie earlier tonight. You see, I didn't make the team.
We heard, Billy.
You did?
And Steve called a while ago, and he mentioned it.
I just couldn't tell you I didn't make the team after you went to all the trouble to make a cake and decorate everything. Plus, I didn't want you to be disappointed in me.
Sit down, son. Tell me, do you remember the verse I wrote out for you this morning?
Yeah. It was the verse about doing your best for God.
That's right. It was 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
Well, I did work hard, and I did my very best.
I know you did, Billy.
And we're so proud of you. We wanted you to know that you're our winner, regardless of the outcome.
And I know God is pleased with the good effort you put out, too.
But I didn't make the team.
Billy, your worth is not based on whether or not you make the basketball team. God loves you just the way you are. And we do, too.
I'll get it. Maybe it's Steve. Mom, Dad, Susie, guess what?
What, Billy?
That was Coach Wilson. He asked me to be the team manager, so I'll still get to practice with the team and sit with them at all the games and stuff.
Hey, that's great, Billy.
All right.
Way to go, Billy.
And no matter if I'm keeping stats, practicing with a team, or just filling up the water bottle, I'm going to do it all for the glory of God.
I hope you enjoyed the story and that song following the story. Hey, don't worry if you are not the best at something. All God really expects is your best. Now, if you're trying and you're doing it for God's glory, you just leave it there. Don't worry yourself sick about it, okay? Hey, don't forget to send for the September-October Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of good stories, suggested scripture readings, and more. It's yours for the asking, Keys for Kids. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now. Thanks for listening.